Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Power to be you and rise to win for our youth. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am the founder of both Power to be You and Rise to Win. And what this is an initiative to really separate those people who are stepping up to make a difference and those people who basically are part of the status quo, part of the individuals who will observe something and know that something is wrong, but will not do anything. Now, I'm not talking to them. I'm basically speaking to those who are part of the solution and who have within themselves the awareness, the insight, the desire, the willingness, the flexibility, and the intention to really make a difference and to make a change. And it does not have to be anything out of this world. It does not have to be something that is so decisive that everyone will realize. It basically simply starts with a desire, with an intention, with a willingness to be part of change. And I can tell you that it does not matter what any one of us brings, as long as we bring something. And that something is as meaningful yet as simple as our willingness to be there in our presence. And that is something that has been so evident to me within these past few weeks with the holiday season and getting involved with different organizations who are really involved with hands-on intervention and hands-on regeneration of a lot of these different conditions that we see outside in our world. And, of course, all of you who have been following me since I began this show, my purpose has always been to raise awareness, to bring empowerment through coaching and through personal development and through my own process of being on Blog Talk Radio and using this forum to present the ideas, to present experiences, to present other people who are on a walk of really putting out what they believe in, of putting out their insight, putting out their philosophy. Through this, I have grown my spiritual essence and that awareness within me that my purpose is truly to make a difference and to help humanity, to really go out there and step in with my own faith and step with my own belief of myself and my possibilities to make a difference. And all that has come about because I have always been very much in tune with a higher purpose for my life. I have always been aware that God was always there, and I've always believed in him, and yet where we are right now, our conditioning, society has shaped it in a way that it almost becomes wrong to say that you believe in God, you know, and that has become such a politically correct way to keep people away from really claiming who they are, what they believe in. And I will tell you that without that awareness, without that insight, we have a lot of confusion, and we have a lot of turmoil, and we have a lot of angst, and that has happened to me. I mean, it still happens because we always want to be, we don't want to be criticized, and we don't want to put ourselves in a place where we will be injured, and we want to avoid pain, and we want to avoid embarrassment, and we don't want to be signaled out as a person who stands against what the classes or the masses say. And you know, that keeps us in fear, and that keeps us in a place where we are unable to really speak out. But yet, behind closed doors, we will always stand there and act defiant and say, well, I believe in this, and this is what I'm going to do. But when it comes time to really stepping out there, it's a challenge. So I have gone through this while being on Blog Talk Radio, and you know, and I'm not clear from that. But I can tell you that I am a lot closer to really manifesting that full message. I mean, I'm still not certain what the whole full message is, because in order to have that message come out, I have to be able to be stepping out there and doing it. So with this platform, with Rise to Win for Our Youth, with creating the Youth Empowerment Caravan, with this initiative, which, by the way, you can go to www.risetowin.com. That is RISE. The number 2, WIN.com. And you can read on what this initiative is, what this movement involves. And you can see that this is a pilot initiative, which is going to, once we prove it, once I prove it here in West Palm Beach, Florida, with the organizations that I'm involved with me bringing in the 1,000 youth, at-risk youth, with me bringing those individuals who are part of change, with the ministers and all these other people that need to be in place in order for this to become a program that we can continue bringing to the youth for transformation and motivation, influencing, and really as a deterrent and as a preventative program, there needs to be that in place. So once I have it here, then I'm going to be taking it across the United States. So this is how we can create massive change on a national level. And all we need to do is touch a few of these youth, because once you touch them, then they're going to touch their peers. So really it's about stepping up and us, you and I, creating that link where our youth are going to be empowered, because they know that they have people, adults, whom they can trust and whom are there to support them. So definitely, please get involved, get in contact with me, and let me know where you are and what part of the nation you are, if you are involved with any organizations, if you are a minister, what resources do you have, and for me to go with the caravan, all that I need to know is who you are, where you are, what it is that you're involved with. And if you want to recreate what I'm doing here in West Palm Beach, then you need to just connect with me, and then I will share that, and you can start creating that. So by the time the caravan gets to you, we'll have a setup so that we can impact these kids. It's a lot of different things, but that's where you at least can get started on risetowin.com. But going back to what I initially began with, really is, you know, where we are in life right now, 2008, a few short days from 2009, a whole new year once again. It's a whole new opportunity for us to take change and transformation and really start living it, because we do need to. We need to. We cannot allow these people who are at higher posts and who are in government to take the full responsibility of creating change for us. That's an impossibility. It can never happen, because unless we are all 100% in reasoning and awareness and agreeing, and as a massive 300 million people taking the same action together, which would definitely cause massive change, you know, chances are we're not. We're disparate. We're in different places. We're different ethnicities. We're different economies. We're different levels of education. We have different resources, different options, different abilities, different needs. And to get everyone on the same platform, that's a challenge. Now, for me, the platform is for us to come together and make a difference for our youth, because 20 years from now, they are who are going to be in charge. And the youth that currently are getting in trouble are younger and younger day after day. And these situations for them to get in trouble and go astray and be challenged or be abused or be limited are increasing, simply because that avenue is more clearly presented to them as an option than options to do good and to become constructive and to reach their goals and abilities. And with parents and adults who are not there because they are unable to deal with the challenges that society has imposed upon them and the economy has imposed on them, then these children are lost, and they are even more at the open way to be attacked and to be challenged and to be hurt. So for me, the consensus is together we can make a difference. It takes a community to build a community. And we are a community, and the community of people who want to make a difference, the community of believers, the community of good doers, the community of people who want to sacrifice for the betterment of society. We don't have to be a million all over the world. We can be a few in different places of the United States and link together and create influence over those communities that we reside in. And through each one of us, we can definitely come together and create consensus to protect our children, to go forward together. I just finished a book was given to me a year ago, and you can go back to my original archives when I had presented Child Shield USA. And this is, I believe it was my second program on Blog Talk Radio. And I had Debbie and her husband who came on as they were working for this organization. Now, this organization, what they do is it works better than the Amber Alert. What it is an organization that you buy into as a membership, But what they provide for you is a service where your child, if anything was to ever happen to a child, immediately the entire system would go into effect, and all law enforcement, FBI, all these people would be notified, and it's action. Those first 4 hours that count so much to retrieve the children, because they're still in the area, that's where the real change takes place. So you can go in there and check it out, or probably go online and look at it, but a book was given to me, which basically the person that this happened to, first, the book is called Stolen Innocence, The Jan Broberg Story. It is B-R-O-B-E-R-G. And she is an actress now. She's a she's also a part of the Child Shield USA. She presents what Child Shield USA when you go online, you'll see her. But this story is about how she was abducted at the age of 12 by a best friend of the family, someone who was so trusted and someone whom the family completely had opened their home to, their hearts and their lives. And this individual basically fell in love with this young girl from the first day he saw her. And, and the whole story is really riveting, because the whole psychological charade that he took in order to really take her in and to dominate her and to overpower her and to lead her to do what he wanted her to do, because at the end what he wanted to do was, of course, have her in every sense of the word. It's just, it truly boggles you, because it goes again back to what we believe and what we think and how we operate based on the needs that we have, based on those outcomes that we want to have. And it's real easy to look at this and look at it from an outsider's perspective and see how, we've all been in situations where we've been led to believe that something is a certain way, because somebody can present it in a certain way to fit their needs and their desired outcomes. The outsider and the person who's listening to that individual can be coerced and can be manipulated to have a certain way of seeing things, a certain reaction, a certain outcome, a certain conclusion, and through that process end up behaving in a way that's going to suit somebody else. So that, that brings to mind this whole, the marketing issue again, which marketers use psychology, they use emotions, and they use feelings to drive our desires. And we, sitting there not knowing, we fall prey into that. And then we start yearning, and we start wanting, and we start feeling lost, and we start feeling how our lives would be better if we took what they were presenting, and if we bought what they were selling, and if we looked the way they wanted us to look. So it's like this slow process of manipulation that's caused through some way of brainwashing, because we are attentive to it, because we are listening to it, because we are there, willing and able to use all of our senses to help them get to where they want us to be. And that's truly a scary notion, because it is a reality. And that's what this book, Stolen Innocence, brought to mind, which truly, it has truly made a difference for me, because it's just riveting. And it makes you feel kind of sick. It makes you feel sick because you know that this is happening everywhere. And it's happening from all levels of the spectrum. But what we can do now to counteract this is get empowered through knowing the self, through knowing who we are spiritually, knowing who is above us, knowing that we belong to a higher force, that's a higher force for good, for evolvement, for purpose, for contribution. Good is good. Good is good, good is good, good is good, no matter what language you think it, no matter what country you go to. Bad is bad. What is bad? Anything that violates the human spirit, that violates the human body. Anything that makes people feel inadequate and bad and evil. All of these things, these are elements that come and affect us. But what we can do is take our lives and look at them from not just the spiritual angle, but look at them from all the different angles, spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical. Today, especially in America, with this avid consumerism identity that we bear, we always look at the physical. That's what we look at. That is 80% of how we tend to look at our lives. You know, we don't realize that. We don't realize that compared to the rest of the world, we are so rich, but yet here we have such difficulties and challenges with our lives. You know, when you look at homes and you look at cars and you look at how we spend and how restaurants are filled and how we're completely and continuously buying things and having technology all around us, having 3 and 4 phones, 5 cameras, how many TVs do we have at home, how many computers do we have? You know, that's just our way of being. That's what we are able to do here. We're able to afford it, so we buy it. But we don't realize at what cost. How much does it cost us to be able to have that? How much does it cost monetarily? How much does it cost spiritually? How much does it cost emotionally and mentally? And the way you can answer that is, how much has it cost you? How much have you had to pay? What have you had to sacrifice in order to obtain those things? When you start looking at that, you start recognizing that you've had to give in order to get. And that's where you can look at things and say, you know what, was it worth it? What did I give in its exchange? What did it cost me? And what was the result? What did I gain? Was it something? Was it a short-term gain or was it a long-term value? We often associate cost with money. And money, I think, is truly the cheapest of all the results we can aim for. I think of my decision earlier on this year in April to quit the company that I worked for 17 years, despite the fact that all of my life, all of what I had done and my insurance and everything, my health insurance, my life insurance, my child's insurance, my 401k, even my identity had been created through working there for 17 years. But I knew that. I was cognizant of that awareness. My consciousness allowed me to see the different worlds that I was in. I didn't identify with that job in the sense that for me, that was the only thing I knew. It wasn't. I had more. And because I knew that I had more and I had a higher purpose, I was able to not sell out. I was able to say, I am more than this. I am not going to allow the fear or the circumstance or even the financial need to block me from pursuing the life and the purpose that I have, to be more than what I am, to really be able to use my creativity and my purpose and my passion to make a difference for others and through that make a difference for myself, to be fulfilled in life. Getting money is a great way of fulfilling yourself temporarily for the time being, for as long as you have that money with you. But money doesn't make problems go away. Money will not make you feel happier or will make your marriage feel better or will make your parenting abilities better in many different ways. And only money can only help you in one way, which is to acquire more, to buy more, to have more physical things, but not spirit. You know, you can go anywhere. You can travel the world and see people who are together and see them maybe privileged to be, you know, specific areas or in specific places. And then you look at them and you feel that there's nothing there with the people. You can look at that when you go to a restaurant and you see a man and a woman sitting there and they don't speak. They might be enjoying a great bottle of wine. They might have a great $50 plate of food before them, but they don't speak. Or if they do, they grunt. They don't even look at each other. You know, you can go to amazing venues, the opera, or go on trips, or go on cruises, or go on retreats where you see the family and you see the kids straddling behind, and they're sitting there completely unamused, and they're sitting there with their arms crossed on a chair, kind of just giving up on life when they're only 12 and 13 years of age. That's what we really need to look at. That's what you need to look at and ask yourself, what do I want out of my life? Where do I want to go with it? What relationship do I want to have with myself, with my creator, with my heart and my spirit? What do I want to be able to say I'm thankful for when that time comes, when I'm no longer going to be on this earth? Do I want to have regret for what I've left undone? Or do I want to be able to say, you know what? I lived and I loved and I struggled, but I soar. I soared because I was willing to stand up. I was willing to start again. I was willing to not give in and not sell out. I stood up to my family. I stood up to my spouse. I stood up to my parent. I stood up to my boss. I stood up to my own self and to my own fear. We all have it. That's our human condition. Fear is what keeps us alive. It's what keeps us going. But you want to keep on going, and you want to use fear to your advantage as an energy source, not as a blockage, not as a hindrance, but as a catalyst. And how you do that is by facing your fears. You know, that fear that we're not enough, and that fear that we're not going to make it, and the fear that people are going to laugh, that's such a dominant fear that we all have. And it's silly because we all have it. And it's all driven by our need to be significant and our need to be accepted and our need to be loved. Our fear of being alone, our fear of people laughing at us. But you got to really be able to uncover the source. When you look at the people that laugh and that criticize, those are the people that are sitting out in the bleachers. Those are the people who are so afraid of themselves that they don't even step out. So for them, it's really easy to go target that person that's willing to step out, that's willing to use faith or courage. You know? And we need to just be able to ride on by. Just say, yeah, nice meeting you, nice seeing you. Well, good for you. I'm busy. I'm living life. And I'm making something happen. And it's also not to say that you want to make something happen, because something's always happening. If you stay home and not move from your house, something's happening. A day is over. While people are doing things, you're at home and nothing has happened to you except the fact that you've just aged more. You've lost hours of your life. And not knowing how long you're going to live for, you've just lost an opportunity to touch and to impact, to create change, and to contribute. So we have an opportunity to begin each and every day, each and every moment. The moment I set that in, that's past already. We continuously live in a present that's over the moment we live it. Can't take it back. Can't do over. You can only restart, continuing on. Commit once again. Commit to where you're going. So for me, I want to use these last 5 minutes to really share what I'm committed to. For me, I am committed to using my skills and my God-given talents and my spirit to impact people, to raise awareness for the issues that we are all falling under because we don't step up, because we accept, because we're afraid, because we're not trained to face these issues. So we shun the minute they come, and the minute they show their ugly teeth, we're like, oh my gosh, I can't handle it. Well, I'm committed to exposing that, and I'm committed to bringing solutions. You know, a lot of the people are afraid to do something because they don't realize that there are solutions available. There are so many solutions. There are so many options, and the options come because people have believed and they've stepped out. And through their purpose, they have uncovered another way. And that's all that is, another way, another way. But people get stuck on the past, and they get stuck on what's been, and they get stuck on how one thing worked, and then they don't want to try new ways. And technology proves that to us. The way that technology is coming out every day, more and more advanced, you know, smaller and smaller with more power, nanotechnology, all these different things that are happening within science, how the world continues evolving. Well, the world doesn't continue evolving on its own alone. What we see changing is because human beings have changed it. Because people and groups of people have come together to mastermind and said, what can we do different? Well, how can we learn from the past? If this worked this way, you know, last year, how can we make it better, quicker, faster, cheaper? How can we produce it so that the whole United States can use it, or the whole world can use it? Because it sells and because it provides money. But then how do we as human beings change what's happening? And how do we empower people to believe in themselves so that more and more people can step up to a new level of reality? How can we do it as adults so that we can also impact our kids? It would be so nice if we could all get on the same page and all submit ourselves to learning and growing and being willing to take the pain that comes, the growing pains that comes when you put yourself through that turnstile, when you put yourself through that ringer to figure out what hasn't been working in your life and what are your weak areas. That's what it takes. It takes our willingness to say, you know what, I'm going to do this, and I know I'm going to sacrifice me, but I got to do it because I got to come up with a better answer. I got to come up with better solutions for me and for my family. I got to protect them and lead them forward. And I got to guide the way. Why? Because I can. Well, that's what we all have to say. Because we can. We can do it, provided that we believe. Provided that we believe in our inherent ability to be who we're meant to be. God created us with that purpose. We're no less than any other creature that's alive. You know, whatever human being has done, whatever a person has done, we can recreate that and do even more. But we just have to be willing to believe. And we all have a special gift. We all have a special area where we can excel that comes easy to us. We all have something that makes us unique and that nobody else could do the way we're supposed to do it in. And that's where we need to just completely create that foundation and that safe space where we can act that out. And we need to do it as adults, no matter your age. No matter. If you're alive and kicking, if you're still breathing, then you are alive and you can do it. And you matter. And when you do it, you liberate other people. You become a model. And you become a role model, a mentor. You become a champion and a hero. And that's what the world needs today. We need heroes. We need everyday heroes walking our streets. We need everyday heroes talking to our kids. We need people to just stand there and believe so that they can believe and help kids believe in themselves. And kids can't do what they can't see. You can't give what you don't have. And you might not have something simply because you haven't believed in your own self. So as we're nearing the end of this 2008 year, you need to ask yourself, why? Why am I here? Why am I living? Is it just to do the humdrum every day in the ordinary and to worry? Or is it really to magnify something within me? God put us all here to love one another and to help each other and to grow, to pass the baton. You know, like a race. You run your course and then you give it up to somebody else, and then they're going to run their course, and through that the whole team grows and the whole team wins. Well, we are the race. We are that human race. And our purpose is to grow and evolve. And the rest of the world needs us here. Our us, the Americans, we're needed around the world because only us truly have that ability to step out and do for others. This country is amazing for opportunities, and they have always been there. But opportunities are created by people that see an opportunity in a challenge, by people that are willing to look at a problem and say, hey, problems exist because this is necessary for growth. So what is this showing us? We need to stop standing behind the door and being afraid of the boulder that's there. You know, why do you think dynamite was created? To blow it all up? But we got to use the dynamite within ourselves. We got to use that force and that power and that fierceness that makes us be who we are. Unique individuals, ready and able, willing, creating possibilities and changing the world, transforming people, transforming lives. And we can do that. So think about your purpose. Think about your why. Think about why. Why should you do it? Or what do you want out of life? What feeling do you want out of life? Work backwards. Where do you see yourself? And go from there and don't be afraid. Try it out. We're suffering one way or the other, so suffer for something great. Don't coward. A coward dies 1,000 deaths. A hero dies only once. Stay tuned tomorrow for Power to Be You and Rise to Win. And this is Sandra Bueno signing out.